As Jesus was traveling toward Jerusalem for that final Passover celebration in his earthly ministry, he began to teach his disciples along the way that he would be tortured and crucified and that he would rise again the third day. Let's read about it in Matthew, the 20th chapter and the 17th verse. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way and said unto them, Look, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock, and to scourge, and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again. I don't think anybody in that day misunderstood what it meant to be crucified. It's hard for us to understand that today because we abhor cruel and unusual punishments. Our Constitution protects us from such things. Even the worst of criminals are not tortured, and certainly no one is crucified. But people in that day could see it continually. Beside every village and town and along the way and outside of every city, there was a place of execution. And there stood the stakes. The stakes were generally left in the ground. The cross that was carried was the crosspiece that was affixed onto the stake, and there they nailed them up. And I'm sure that Jesus had seen many pitiful creatures hanging on the cross. The scripture says that he knew what was in the hearts of men. As he walked by or saw them suffering on the cross, he could feel their pain, their humiliation, their despair, and the hopelessness of their situation. The places of execution were wretched places. They did not take the crucified down from the cross and bury them. They simply left them there to rot, food for the crows and for other scavenging animals, and they simply rotted off the cross. So these places of execution had to be stinking, fly-infested, awful places. And the Romans put them where people would see them to serve as an example. And yet Jesus knew that the cross was his destiny. And he prayed to God that he would save him through all of that. And God did, because he raised him from the dead. But can't you appreciate the determination and love of Jesus for all of us? Can't you appreciate how much Jesus loved us when we contemplate that? How determined he was to carry out his destiny on the cross for our sakes? It is true what the scripture says. You have been bought with a price. And so we serve him who died for us and love him because he loved us before we ever loved him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the cross. The love displayed there is almost more than I can get my arms around, Lord. And I will say that I love you. My love can't rise to that level or that awesomeness of your love for me, but I love you and I will serve you. And I pray that you would give me grace to honor you with my life, with everything that I say and do. In Jesus' name, amen.